بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون صدق الله العظيم علماء الكرام elders and dear brothers, our life in this world is very, very short. Allah Ta'ala gave us our existence for His ibadat. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Our honorable and industrious Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib explains the ayat and he says, this ayat Allah Ta'ala gives with hasar restriction, absolute restriction. Where Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, our creator, that gave us our existence, that has given us everything, our internal, external, our intelligence, our talents, everything from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we haven't done anything whatsoever. All from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And Allah explains to us in Quran Sharif, the reason for me giving you this existence also. Sometimes we forget in this worldly life, ghaflat, negligence, heedlessness. We forget really what I'm here for. What Allah Ta'ala sent me for. We forget sometimes. Sometimes 15 minutes, half an hour, 45 minutes. A person passes 1 hour sometime at one Durood Sharif. I don't need istighfar. You hear from Hazrat Wala as Hakim Sahib Rahimullah used to say that a person who has iman in Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is close to Allah. He's very close to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala knows insan loves his life. The thing insan loves the most is his own life. He loves his life whether he says it or not. But he loves himself, he loves his life, he wants to live his life also. He wants to live it up, he wants to make the best of it. One person stayed in a European country, a Western country. So speaking to that person, they said that when he comes to the non-Muslims, they love life and they want to live life to the fullest. Weekend come, they want to live it up. We don't know whether they will see another weekend. So they're looking for activities, entertainment, how to keep themselves entertained all the time because they don't know akhirat. Akhirat is a place of entertainment. Dunya is a sijnul mu'min. Dunya is a prison for the mu'min. How would our... How the Allah Wala's understand this also, that dunya is a real prisoner for us. But we can see our prisons, alhamdulillah, that how we fortified it, and how we decorated it, and really we see how we're living in prisons. We got big, big gates, burglar guards. But how we made our prison so comfortable. Allah give more barakat in it. But for us to forget our akhirat. Once our Hazrat Wala, our honorable Shaykh also, we said to Hazrat, Allah Ta'ala give Hazrat a long life, good health, afiyat, sihat and salamat. Hazrat began to laugh. How they understand this dunya life? Hazrat says that, oh Mawlana, effectively you are making dua that Allah Ta'ala keep this prisoner longer in prison. Who wants to live in this prison? The only reason we are here is for the sake of deen and nothing else. So make dua Allah Ta'ala keep us in this prison, if you want to call it that, only in the khidmat of deen will take us away from here. We only want to live for Allah, breathe for Allah, live for Allah, Salah for Allah, Quran, everything we're doing only for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Whatever I have in the bank doesn't belong to me. Tomorrow it can be distributed. What is mine, what I sent ahead for my akhirat, for my jannat. So how they understood this worldly life? He says that now, when it comes to us, we love this prison so much. We don't want to leave it. The wife is asking also, if I leave this prison, you're going to get married again. What the husband must say. He says, why are you worried about me? One person says, wife asks you that if I die, you'll get married again. So what you must give her, say, ilzami jawab. You must turn it around. You must tell the wife, if I die, you must get married again. Tell the wife, if I die, you must get married again. So move the whole thing away from yourself. But this is dunya now, you're worried. After going to the qabr, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا Hazrat explains this ayat. Allah Ta'ala says, I created insan, jinnat and insan only liya'budun, only for ibadat. The demand of this ayat means 24/7 should only be in the ibadat of Allah, nothing else. Hazrat Allah Ta'ala wants, I made you only for this. So Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would explain. And Allah Ta'ala made insan in the realm, in the world of arwah, where he was only in the form of a ruh. There was no physical body attached to this ruh. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala had a syllabus already set out for insan. The syllabus we call Sharia, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah wanted insan to show his ubudiyat. Allah wanted to see this creation of mine showing servitude to me, making my ibadah, putting his head down to me. So how insan can do this is only in the form of a ruh. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala with his hikmat and his qudrat, Allah attached this ruh, this body. Allah ta'ala made the limbs. Allah designed the limbs. The elbows we have, the wrist we have, the knees, the back, and the rest of it. Primarily, Allah ta'ala designed this body for his ibadat only. Not for the sports, and not for the fishing, and not for the hunting, and not for the entertainment. Allah made all this for his ibadat. Insan is abusing his body. Now he's got a spasm, now he's got this pain. Person was doing some gymming, and this equipment fell on him, and then he broke, hurt his back, and then, I can't eat namaz now. Then he's doing now the battle of the AstroTurf. Sahaba Ikram was the battle of Uhud, where they got injured. I got injured in the AstroTurf, I got injured over here, and I can't make ruku, I can't make sajda. We were in Jamaat in one country, in New Zealand. It was Taraweeh time, 11-year-old boy sitting on a chair like this, reading Taraweeh. Father standing next to him. After every 4 rakats, father massaging his leg. So I asked the father, what happened to him? So the youngster now, in New Zealand, he speaks like a Kiwi also, like a New Zealander. So he said, I was running the cross country. I said, what's a cross country? Running across the country or something? He said, no, marathon. So my legs are very painful right now. So dad, press my legs, please. I said, inna lillahi. Young boy sitting, 11-year-old boy sitting on the chair, doing cross country running. Father may massage his legs for him during every 4 rakats of Taraweeh. What Allah Ta'ala made the legs for? What Allah Ta'ala made the head for? What Allah Ta'ala made the tongue for? Allah Ta'ala attached all his limbs to insan, made him the best of the entire creation. Insan go there and become the best of people. Hakim Sahib will say, Rahimahullah, Allah sent us in this world as slaves. Go in this dunya as a slave and show your slavery to me and come back as my wali. Come back as my friend. Use the slavery I have given you to earn my friendship, to become my friend, and see when you come to me back on the day of Qiyamah, Nuzulam min Ghafurir Rahim. Allah said, I will host you. Nuzul refers to the first food, the first platter, the first da'wat, that when the guest comes, how the host lays it out. Allah says, Nuzul, that I will host you like that. Allah shan, how Allah will host, what food Allah Ta'ala will give. Once only Abar al-Haqsab rahimullah ta'ala, some other ulama were there. So as they were sitting together, Mufti Zinul Abidin sahab ghaliban rahimahullah. So after some time, Mufti sahab told Abar al-Haqsab, chalo hum kuch jannati kaam kare. Let's do some jannati work together. The jannati work, some tasbihat, Quran tila. He said, nahi, dastarkhan bichao. Open dastarkhan. Hazrat ki he said, jannati is about eating. So Allah Ta'ala is training us already to eat. But don't get stuck over here now. There is a real khana pina. There is a cuisine of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah will prepare the food. They only be for taste. They only be for pleasure. They also, you won't get full. You don't want to get full. They, insan will just enjoy himself. Allah ta'ala has kept jannat for them. So Allah ta'ala says, come in the soul as my slave. Fulfill the syllabus of servitude. The sunnah tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And come back as my friend. We have a very short lifespan. How many of us do want, nowadays to do our work, we need contacts. I got him on a speed dial. Everything is contact. All these contacts have blocked my contact with my Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So many contacts with the makhluk, with the creation, here and there and everywhere else. Who turns to amal? Allah will do it for me. Allah wants to hear it. So Allah says, become my friend in return. If insan will not fulfill the syllabus that Allah ta'ala gave him, his limbs for, his existence for. This we have to make the muzakara over and over again till he comes to the heart. Allah made me only for this. Only for his ibadat. And then Allah Ta'ala put needs also, zaruriyat. Allah put the pet, Allah gave us stomach, we get hungry, we have to go to the toilet, we have families. So Allah says, no problem. In our words, that from this ibadat of mine, take a little bit of time, fulfill the responsibilities. Fulfill it to the amount that your need demands from you. But we know insan, living in the secular atmosphere, in this kufr environment, how they told us, how they put the system out there, we took it wholeheartedly. Labbaik wa sa'adik. How you say must do it, we'll do it like that. What the syllables of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam? How do we get from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? How do we draw from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? We don't make the niyat because we don't know our sharia and deen. Hazrat Wala says a young boy has desire that one day he will drive that car, his father's car. But he starts from the little tricycle, three-wheeler, then the two-wheeler. And what speed he moves also, the mother gets, we get afraid, he's going down that hill at full speed, no brakes that three-wheeler got, tricycle, or the scooter he has, no brakes. What brakes he uses? That new Crocs father bought for him. Between 1 month the Crocs is finished. That under warranty also. But how he speeds that way, we get a little bit afraid also, he mustn't crash. But he wants to ride, he falls, he gets hurt. He falls, he gets hurt. He doesn't stop there. He'll cry, he'll make a noise, put the plaster, everything. Nani, Dadi will phone, what happened? But you fell down, you got hurt. How many ants died when you fell on them? But he said, oh, tomorrow I'm back on the bike again. Tomorrow I'm back on again. We say after Ramadan, Morana, I fell down. Fell down, finished. Get up. Start moving again. The child gives us himmat. Look at him, how he got injured and hurt. He didn't give up still. He still wants to move with the motorbike, with the bicycle. What speed also. He's got his eye now on his brother's big bicycle. I'm going to get there one day. When he's got to his class in the afternoon, slowly reverse it out. He'll take it next to the wall. Now he'll hop on and he's trying to reach the pedals. And before his mother knows it, she sees from the kitchen window, Subhanallah, he's standing on the seat now. Mask, he's not holding the vase also. He goes, shock and desire. 50 years, 60 years, I'm battling. Marana Fajr namaz, so difficult to. I didn't read Quran the whole week. What happened, man? Who's troubling you? Shaitan put a gun to your head? Why are you not doing it? You know, the biggest enemy are ungunas. Biggest enemy is my ungunas. Allah Ta'ala made the time for Quran tilawat. Not to cut deals. Allah promised that I will give it to you. How many times we find we went somewhere, we never envisaged, we never thought we will eat over here, Allah gave dawat. Say Subhanallah, how it happened. Your money couldn't buy you that food also, Allah Ta'ala gave it. But we still don't trust Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We don't trust Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that we have to do something. Yes, we say tie your camel. But we know our camel, we already throttled the camel. He's dead already. You're flogging it so much now. How many ropes you put around the camel? How many dukas? How many shops? How many investments? That now we're working beyond our moat also with the fear that something might happen. Something might happen. Imagine your own children don't trust you. And you say, oh, what's wrong with you? What I don't do for you? Allah said, don't you trust me? I did so much for you till today. And then you say, no, for a rainy day. In case something has to happen. I'm doing it for the children. We say most of the ummah right now, how much their fathers left behind for them? Hardly anything. Allah gave barakat. One child came, second child came. Allah pakupan the rosy. Not that now we got the kingdom came from a four fathers it came. Somebody Allah blessed him, taqwa, then it came down, then he got lost, then it came again. But we have this fallacy, I'm doing it for the kids. I'm doing it for the children. In that whole process, I'm destroying my akhirat. That's why Hazrat says that remember, if we don't use our tongue, our limbs, and our intelligence, where we're supposed to use it. Where Allah Ta'ala primarily wants us to use it, then it will be used in things which Allah Ta'ala doesn't want us to use it in. There's no vacuum in a person's life. Because now we're not using our time properly, not using our limbs correctly, where we should be using it. Our masturat, our ladies, our children, where we should be putting them. Their ta'aleem, their tarbiyat, by what age they should be reading Quran Sharif. How many surahs they should be knowing at a certain age. Now we got this anxiety, paranoia, the parents also. He's 5 years old, 6 years old. My daughter, she can't read still. Doesn't know alphabets, doesn't know colors. But can read Quran Sharif? No, they'll learn, don't worry. They'll learn. Then counting money, we all will learn, alhamdulillah. How to count money and how to see colors, that a person will learn inevitably. Quran Sharif, the child won't learn automatically. There's a whole mujahada. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ Shafi Sahib makes tarjuma, ki mujahada karte raho. They continue making mujahada till moth. The child has to learn, make his tarbiyat, our daughters, our children. Because we're not using our time correctly. Where we're supposed to be using our tongues in Durood Sharif. Somebody asks the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat, if I want to see Nabi alayhi salatu salam in my dream, what should I do? He said, look at my Shama'il Tirmidhi, one of the kitabs. I wrote a certain Durood there. Read this Durood Sharif, Allah will show you Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But our Kabir would say, I don't have the tongue even to ask Allah to show me His face. Dirty eyes like mine, the heart like mine. Our Hazrat says, maybe we will see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we'll get hidayat maybe. If we should have the desire. تريد الدرود الرجل من كتاب اللهم صلي على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد بقدر حسنه وجماله ودبره في الدرود اللهم صلي على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد بقدر حسنه وجماله والله send your special mercies upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his family بقدر equal to his excellences and his beauty. Allah, how much beauty you've given him, send so much durood upon him. How excellent he is in every manner, where has no bounds, no limits, the excellences of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his akhlaq, his character, mu'amalat, mu'asharat, the way he carried himself out, and the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. You can't even fathom and imagine. Ya Allah, according to all of us, send durood upon him. We don't use our tongues in durood sharif, as I say, sometimes 15 minutes, 20, half an hour. Not one durood sharif, not one istighfar. Now Hazrat mentioned to us when it came to the friends of Allah, Hazrat Kimsab rahimahullah, every now and then, Ya Halimu, Ya Kareemu. When you're getting up, when you're standing, when you're sitting down, entering the car, Ya Halimu, Ya Kareemu, Ya Wasi' al-Maghfira. Call unto Allah. Shah Abdul Ghani Purpuri rahimahullah will say, as he's walking, Ya Allah, maaf kar dijiye. Ya Allah, maaf kar dijiye. What love, what contact, what nisbat. Now the wife, newlywed, and we're sending message every half an hour. After 10 years, why she forgot me now? Not one message the whole day. She feels hurt. She said, no, I remembered. I was supposed to send it. Supposed to, but it just slipped my mind. Hazrat says, Muhabbat may choose day after. But how the wife gets now? That you forgot. How quickly you forgot. Allah said, I'm giving you so much. One istighfar, one durood, one time kalima, at least take the name of Allah. If I know our Arab satis, alhamdulillah, they still have this in them. La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, all is in the dhikr of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our minds are so busy, overworked. Like our Hakim sahab, in Nizamuddin, we met him. So the South African boys went to see him in for a checkup, checks the pulse. So South African boys went, UK boys went also. They all got the same disease. Kidneys are overworked. He said, why too much piri-piri and too much of cola? He said, the kidney can't operate. It's overworked right now. So much of tiku food you'll eat, hot food you'll eat, and then you'll burn it after that with the Coca-Cola. The kidney can't keep up to it. So overeating, kidneys can't work also, the brain is so busy also. No time for one zikr of Allah. To remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the mind is busy all the time. Allah Pak didn't give us this. As the Thani rahimahullah ta'ala was so particular. He says, anything is on my mind. But it was on his mind, Muslim Asail, Hadith, Quran. He would say, anything that's on my mind, he said, I will make a note of it. Make a note of it and release the pressure of my brain. Release the pressure, but check this Masla, check that Hadith Sharif, check the tafsir of this ayat, I got some work to finish off, say, I make a note of it. Make a note of it and release the pressure on my brain. He said, why? He said, Allah Ta'ala made the brain for his remembrance. Not to remember work. Allah made my brain to remember him. Now there's so many things in my mind, I can't remember Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gave the brain to remember him. Allah gave the tongue to make a dhikr. Allah Ta'ala gave the heart to keep Allah close to the heart. But we've got so many things in the heart, so many things in the mind. He said, note it down, take it out of the brain. Now you can think clearly, make the dhikr of Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to all our problems. All our problems, he gave us 110% solution. But because we don't know how to use the mind, we don't know how to tap into the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when the problem comes, something happened, my daughter's married, something happened in the shop, etc. Then 95% of mind thinks problem, 5% solution. You say, what's our solution? Amal. He said, Hazrat mentioned now recently also, that even the ulama also, we go for mashwara to them, they're putting us more into dunya. Because they don't know the system of Allah. So when we won't use our life correctly, as Allah Pak wants it, then zahar al-fasadu fil barri wal-bahr. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala say, what I made this insan for, from head to toe, what I designed him for, is that using it accordingly, then zahar al-fasad. This fasad, you hear fitna and fasad. Ya Mufassirin explain fasad refers to plight. Plight will become apparent on the earth and the sea and the oceans. What is plight? Ajib tafsir ruhul ma'ani. Alama Alusi explains, rahimahullah ta'ala, this fasad, what does it mean? He said it refers to diseases, epidemics, drowning like we never heard before, floods like we never heard before. He said fires like we never heard before. Then he says that even lack of blessings and barakat in homes and business. And then he says finally, he says even, he says a lack of profits in lucrative businesses also. Lucrative business, use the word. Lucrative business, there's no barakat, no profits. So what's happening? We're at the right spot. Everything is happening. Money is coming in, but we can't see it. What's the problem? He says fasad. Fasad and plight has now gripped the earth. No barakat anymore. We never heard before so many fires. This shop burnt out. That person's house burned down. Some electrical fault. We never heard so much. So many fires everywhere. How is it happening? So many drownings everywhere. How, every year we hear. Allah save our children. Save us also. Drownings, fires, diseases. Right now in the world we can't even keep up. Something new is coming. Something new is coming. This virus and that virus. Whether it is man-made or Allah Ta'ala sends it as a test. But we see the facade right now. Who's safe? You all are worried. This mustn't happen. That mustn't happen. So this is ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر. Upon the earth, this plight has taken hold of the earth also. When it comes to the oceans and the seas, they also we find. The entire ecosystem, they call it now. Right? When it comes to the fish, there is so much of pollution. We never heard before in the history of mankind so much of pollution on the sea and the ocean also, where the fish are dying. They are a threat also. They're becoming extinct. And all these things are happening around us. What's the cause? Now insan, the Thani Rahmatullah says also, that we get so overawed by the kufr tariqah. They work backwards. We are progressive. They are not progressive. But the way they've made their style, gol gol bate, the way they speak also, like they're so professionals in dunya, Allah Pak has given them dunya. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. The Shafi Sahib says, Rahmatullah Alayhi, when it comes to kuffar, they know the system of dunya, Allah Pak has given it to them. System of dunya is this, they know about agriculture, when to plant, when to harvest, how to do this, how to do irrigation. Allah Pak has given them already the knowledge of it. When it comes to the Jews, they also, Allah Pak says, when it comes to the Jews, وَأَمْدَدْنَاكُمْ بِأَوَّالِ وَبَنِينَ وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ أَكْثَرَ نَفِيرًا. Clear in Quran Sharif, we don't read Quran, we don't understand Quran, we don't go to ulama ikram. Now everybody becomes an analyst. What's happening in Gaza right now? What will happen? What the Jews are doing? Allah Pak said already, وَأَمْدَدْنَاكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ. Somebody asked me, Yasab Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Ji, you're sending jamaats all over the world. Hazrat Ji, you're sending jamaats all over the world. You should be checking the newspaper at least. Where there's riots, where there's famine, where there's problems right now. Give one jawab. I read Quran Sharif is the most relevant news in the world right now. He says, kya matlab? Quran Sharif, they won't tell you now. He says, I know what's happening. We send jamaats, jamaats come back, they give kar guzari. By hearing the kar guzari in the report back of the jamaat, we know already that that qawm, that country, that nation, kitne pani mein hai, how deep they are right now. How far from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we already hear the kar guzari, we understand. And subhanallah, Allah wa'ala, how do you understand Quran and Hadith? One year we had all workers jor. By Wakil Sahib was there, Rahmatullah Ali, from Bombay. So taking the halat of our country. The same year, Mu'anis Padil Sahib, Rahimullah, Allah, for his khabar al-Nur. Mu'ana was crying every week that time. Don't abuse your wives. Look after the wives. Why are you all doing? Every week Mu'ana was educating, giving the targheed, targheeb. Akabir came from India, Pakistan. Last year, so many homes are having ta'lim. This year, there was a drop in the ta'lim in the homes. So they took all the records, they went to Mashwara, and they saw all the records, everything. And the Rimba Bay Wakil Sahib came. He said, it seems that this ta'lim in the home has dropped because your men are not looking after the woman. Don't look after the woman, they won't make ta'lim at home. And wahi baat thi. It was the same thing. How they tie things up together. So where is linked up the fasad? The Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, we working everything backwards. Kuffar work backwards. And we so overawed by them. Look at the style, look at the system. That how intelligent they are. He gives a simple example. See, somebody gets murdered in this Western country. Somebody gets murdered. Alright? They call in the police. Police will come. They call in the police off. Then they call in the forensics. Hey, when you hear forensics, you say, top team. They come with their powder, and they come with their brush, looking for fingerprints, everything. What professionals they are. Then they're taking sample, hair samples, and sending it for DNA. We're so awestruck. What a system they got. They're so intelligent. Then they call in the private PI, private investigator. And we also say, I also got a PI working on the case, that person on the case. Then we got a VIP security and all of this. He said, we are so overawed by all these things over here right now. Now we're looking for a shell of the bullet, trying to link it up now to which gun it was, which angle he shot from, how it happened, and how he dropped him, how the bullet entered and how he exited, the entire thing. See, Allah ka banda. Allah's system is, he wasn't supposed to be killed in the first place. If there was real deen, then the system of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, every life is safe. If you put your time and your talents in the right place, it wouldn't have happened. Now you're working backwards. You see, they're so intelligent. As I said, we put the CCTV cameras. We put it there to see after the chore stole everything, how he stole it. See, it's already gone. Now we put in replay, how he came in, from which angle. You see, this is a system they gave us. I'm a response after he's gone. Then, now the police come so quickly. He says, Nabawi Sunnah, Allah's tariqah, Shari'at, this shouldn't happen in the first place. But now we are, this is not progressist. But we're so overawed by the systems. They've given us all the systems over here right now. We said, what were they doing for mankind right now? They're only doing damage control. They're doing damage control. Quick repairs they're doing, fixing things up. But they're not now stopping anything. They're not preventing anything. So an insan will not use what Allah Pak has given him. There's no vacuum, he'll go in the wrong place. So here's Zahar al-Fasad. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says it's Fasad. Famine, hunger, all comes with Fasad. Famine, diseases. All this is spread on the earth and the oceans also. Bima kasabat aydin nas. What's the reason? Oh, insan is because of your amal. Because of your amal, even the seas will suffer, the fish will suffer, animals will suffer, famine, there's no water, diseases will spread, whether it's animal diseases also, all because of insan. If insan's hands will become clean, and now he puts his head down to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he has his contact with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, understands what he came in dunya for. Kuffar will do the kufr. Allah Pak doesn't pass first class decision based upon their actions. Allah ta'ala bases decisions on our actions. What we do. If we do our amal correctly, favorable decisions will come down. A'amalukum umalukum. Your amal are your leaders. Now elections are coming. Everybody is worried. Who to vote for? Who to vote for? But what's the core problem? Where we should be heading right now? We all are so afraid or so worried. This party, better now you vote for the shaitan that you know. The devil that you know, vote for that one day. Because they're giving us freedom of this and freedom of that. Our Sheikh tells us also that the Muslim came in this world. Allah Ta'ala sent the Muslim in the world not to be ruled. The Muslim hasn't been sent to be ruled. He's come in the world to rule the world. But we become so passive. So passive. We don't even make dua. Ya Allah, restore the Khilafat once again. The way we can see the glorious days of Islam. He says, unfortunately, we are born now in a kufr world. Where kufr now rules. Kafir rule. We're living in fear. We go to some country, we are afraid now. Right, they mustn't do a search. Now we took out our topi also. And they've got a beard. Now they got you marked. He said, before at one time when there was a Muslim world, where the Khalifa, the Muslim could walk anywhere in the world. It was just open. Nobody would pick up a finger against him. We'll just call the Khalifa. He'll make one alarm, one announcement. He said, who do we call to now? No one. Suppressed us. We became passive also. He said, right, we can do a few amal of deen here and there, and we're happy with it. He says, no. You should be making dua to Allah tabar. Ya Allah, al-Islamu ya'lu wa la yu'la. Islam rules, is never overruled. But the Muslim now hasn't made the niyat also. What Allah Pak sent him for. That you should be here to govern the world and show what Islam is about. Slavery in Islam also is not encouraged. But slavery was there not just to have slaves. Slavery was there to bring this kuffar into a Muslim home to see what the environment of a Muslim home. So they accept Islam. Not to just use them and abuse them. Just for them to bring them. And these are prisoners of war, kuffar. So they live in a Muslim home. And they see how Islam is. Then they bring deen into their life. So Islam has come to spread in the world. The Muslim has to understand, I'm a representative of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we use our wealth, our health, our time, our resources, our intelligence for deen, then it will go in the other avenues. Then all the fasad will spread. Bima kasabat aidin nas. Whatever amal we are doing. Hazrat gave one example of one student of deen. Became a great alim of deen, and then the foreign king was a Christian, heard about his fame and invited him to the palace. Now these are all Christians, so he said, we have a debate with you. So he had a debate, and he knew his works so well, Quran and Tafsir and Hadith. He broke all the proofs of Trinity. Then the king was overawed by this alim, so he took him now to his palace, and amongst his family people, and this alim of deen was so, mashallah, what knowledge he had, his eyes fell on the king's daughter. Didn't protect his eyes, infatuated. King says, you like my daughter, I marry her to you. Yes, become a Christian. Gave up Islam also. And he died as a Christian. When the back check, what happened? Bima kasabat aidin nas. Because of his bad amal. In his young days, he troubled the ustaz so much. Ustaz told him, you'll die as a kafir. Just on disrespect, this bay'adabi, the Talmud says, rahmatullah alayhi, that the effect of bay'adabi and disrespect is worse than your own private and personal gunas. Your guna is your own thing. For showing disrespect to parents, to asatiza, to the sha'air and the salient features of deen. The house of Allah should be given the highest form of respect. Now the house of Allah has become a meeting point. We're meeting friends, meeting in the back and talking. They say it should be a pin drop silence in the house of Allah. My house, the maid speaks a little bit loudly. You say, he speaks softly. So do your houses. Sometimes the boy is speaking from outside, talking to the maid inside. We can't even hear what we are asking. We get upset. How loud they're talking. Sometimes in the work, in the shop also, we tell the staff, lower your voice a little bit. But then in the house of Allah, then it's everybody's house. Everybody can talk. And here ulama say that if you don't find Allah in the house of Allah, you'll never find Him. If you don't find Allah in the house of Allah, you'll never find Allah. Where do I find Allah? So when you come to the house of Allah, you should go with shauq and desire running to Allah. Where? In the first surf. You want Allah, they say, come to the house of Allah and sit in the first surf like a slave of Allah in such a way that Ya Allah, with this dua in the heart, Ya Allah, just throw at me one glance of Your love and make me Yours. If you can't get it here in the house of Allah, He said, you'll never get it. You won't get it at home. This is the place where we're coming to meet my Allah. Where Allah has rahmat upon me. Malaika are making dua for me. Once a person is talking, Malaika leave. Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, two people are speaking in Masjid al-Nabawi. So you're sitting in one corner. So he picked up a pebble and he threw it at them. Few people he threw at them. Then he realized that these were not people from Medina Munawwara. Then he told them thereafter, if you are from Ahl and Medina, people of Medina Munawwara, I would have beaten you all up. But because you're not from here, I give you all a break in our words. But the house of Allah, we don't respect, bay'adbi, Allah will take it away. Allah will close it. How many countries are crying right now? We can't give azan on the loudspeaker. Allah has given us freedom. So therefore we should show due respect to all these things. So all personal gunas will call this fasad in this world. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ Allah says that ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَ أَيْدِينَ لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي Allah says that I will make them taste some of the punishment of their bad a'mal. Some of it, some of it, not the whole thing. وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ Allah says, many gunas are just make maaf. Many gunas are just forgive. The little few that Allah Ta'ala will punish. When we find diseases in the world, famine, we find droughts, we find drowning, fires, etc. This Mufassirin commentator says because of public sins. Private sin you will suffer individually. But when it becomes armed like this, where there's famine, all are suffering. When there's drought, all are suffering. When there's floods, all are suffering. This is because the Muslim Ummah has come onto public gunas. When we take a woman out in public areas right now, one show, one fair, and now we're parading them amongst men. See, where's the man sharam al-haya? There's so many men over there. Even in the mataf also. Ulama say, ask yourself, the mataf is full right now, I want to go for Umrah and take my wife. Just ask one question. Would Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha make tawaf right now? With all these men, she wouldn't make. She has sharam al-haya. Oh my wife, you can't make tawaf. Let's go on the first floor. Take us 1 hour also. But Aram will do it. We're not doing it to please our nafs. We're doing it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when sins become public, become open, woman leaving the house without any reason, and then the husband is taking out also. Daughter too is coming out for no reason whatsoever. Not clad properly. Allah gave the command, Allah gave the hukam. Ulama are just the messenger boys. We're just passing over the message. That this is what Allah ta'ala wants from us. So how we should do it accordingly? If sins become public, israf, wastage, إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Allah says, I have no love for those that are extravagant. No love for them. When all this become public, wastage of food, just thrown away, wastage of water sometimes, wuzu khana, tap is just open. They say our young children who don't have to have wuzu, so to say. Yes, we train them to make wuzu. Train them at home. Not with masjid water. You teach your son to make wuzu now, you train him at home how to make wuzu. Now they come here and he's taking one seat, you're taking one seat. Now you're giving him tuition, online tuition, how to make wuzu. People are waiting. See, all these things, how much of wastage of water, and we're not paying for it, somebody is paying for it. So all these gunas become public right now, and we don't regard it to be guna. Just one example, those of us that go for Umrah, Allah take all of us. When we're in the mataf also, how many of us have the pain in the heart? Ya Allah, 99% of the people over here right now making tawaf of Baytullah are involved in kabahir, in major sins. In major sins. I might be thinking, what major sins? 99% of the men making tawaf there don't even have a beard also. Doesn't pain the heart. Doesn't pain the heart. He said in front of the road of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how many of them? 99% of the ummah, he has no beard, pass below the ankles. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, anything below the ankles of in nar will be in the fire of Jahannam. Bukhari Sharif riwayat. And he's going like that to the Nabi of Allah. How many of us, Allah forgive us, we went for Umrah, we shaved the head, we came to Medina, Munawwar, I can't wear topi now. New style, don't wear topi. Kurta is there, and worse than that, now he's got one cap on, under armor. Under whose armor, Allah knows best. But it's a style now. No fear, public guna, father can't tell him anything also. Father can't tell him, better put on topi on at least. Standing before Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making salat and salam, no topi on. Look at the kitabs. Look at the kitabs, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the ahadith and riwayat. Ulama have compiled the riwayat and ahadith. They say we found more than 250 ahadith riwayat in regards to only the topi. 250. Just about the topi, and I'm standing there with no topi on. Why? Because my hair, I shaved it now, so no topi is fitting me right now. Wear a scarf. Buy a new topi. But we don't even feel anything about it. Ya Allah. Look at the right over there. This is waqt-e mughtanam. This is the opportunity of your life, the meeting of your lifetime. You're meeting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I'm going to meet now my wife, first night, how I dress up, how she dresses up also. Right? You're going for a wedding, not even your wedding also, you dressing up. But I'm going to meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then I don't care. Whether the kurta is below my ankles, pants below my ankles, whether I'm wearing a topi also, whether the beard is according to sunnah, one first length, kabahir, major sins, open. And now with the selfies, they say they should be becoming selfless. Is that about me? It's about my Allah, about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this is all about me only. Taking selfie at the green dome in front of the Kaaba Sharif. And now modeling is taking place over there. People are doing photo shoots over there also, photo shoots. Turks come now with all, they're doing photo shoots in front of the Kaaba Sharif. Ya Allah. These major sins. They are right in the mataf also. How many a person we find no beard, and the women, Allah forgive. They may not feel the pain also. 99% of the women over there, the face is open, no pardah. Whereas the command of Quran Sharif, is that in the hadith only? It's in the Quran Sharif. Yudnina alayhinna min jalabi bihin. Check tafsir. Where the tabi'i say they should wear one piece of cloth from head to toe with only one eye open. This is what the Quran demands. Now say, I don't know how you're going to drive a car like that. Ben, you're not supposed to be driving the car. Your husband is your knocker. He must drive you around. There's your respect and your honor. But now they say, how are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? Ulama say, when they can leave the house, how can... When these gunas become am and open, nobody says anything. It becomes a norm. Becomes a norm, then we find all those things will happen. Diseases will start spreading. Then we find infertility. Can't have children. Children get married. Tell son, bhai, what's happening? Kam karo, bhai. Do something. What's happening? As one alim says, bhai, stop. Get out of the nets. Now get onto the pitch. How long are you going to carry on practicing? He says, now, start doing some kam at least now. He says, no, I'm trying. Bhai, how are you trying? How are you trying really? But it's all the gunas. All the gunas are having all these problems now. Widespread guna and sin. Allah says, because of this, all the facade will spread right now. This fire, you say, why fire? Now, we got certification, we got the electrician also. Now we put the blame on this one and that one. And then we say, hey, but shukr, alhamdulillah. Lucky we insured. Inna lillahi wa inna. Allah said, then I'll hit. I'll hit now where you can't cover after that. How much you going to protect from me? Guna has spread in the world. يُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي Allah says, I will now send the adab. So you taste a little bit of the punishment of your deeds. And that also, that punishment, the Thani Rahmatul Ali says, actually the rahmat of Allah. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجُعُونَ So you wake up a little bit, and you come back to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. If you wake up really, and come back to Allah, Ya Allah, what happened? Now turn to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Little bit is a jolt. And he says, that punishment Allah Pak sends in dunya also. The Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahimullah, he writes, he says, if Allah Ta'ala has to test you with life, with famine, with fear, like right now, Imam Sahib read in his first rakat also, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ Allah Ta'ala says, definitely I will test you. Definitely I will test you. Our Hadrat says also, when Allah Ta'ala tests you, don't flare up. Because you are pre-warned. Don't just say, آمَنَّا يَا لَا I believe. وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ You should not think they will not be tested. You will be tested. If a mu'min is not tested, our seniors, akabirin, they would fear. If no test was coming, Ya Allah, what's happening? Things are too good right now. Too smooth. Ya Allah, what is it? So Umar bin Khattab would cry. Ya Allah, you're sending so much of mal and wealth to Medina Munawwara. Ya Allah, you're going to catch me in Akhirat. Give me nothing over there. Here we say Allah's ni'mat. Allah is giving. Alhamdulillah. Make shukur to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this little punishment is to bring us back to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This ayat Imam Sahib read in the first rakat. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ Allah said, definitely I will test you. بِشِئِمْ مِنَ الْخُوفِ Little bit amount of fear. وَالْجُوعُ Fear, hunger. وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ And decrease in your wealth. Decrease in your wealth. وَالْأَنْفُسِ In lives. وَالثَّمَرَاتِ In fruits. All these tests will come in all these things. You say right now the ummah does not wake up. Does not wake up. This test, usually a person is tested one of these things. Either with fear of his life, whatever fear it may be. جُو وَنَقْسِ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ Whether it be his wealth, business is going down, whatever it may be. Right, whether it's famine, whether it's hunger, whether it's fear, whether it's a loss of his property, of his business, of his fruits, he said presently in the world right now is already happening. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for our families in Gaza. This ayat puts on them completely. They're living in fear, hunger, lost their homes and shelter, businesses, lives, fruits. They've got nothing. But then to look at the iman, hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. They're still turning to amal. Ramadan is still reading Taraweeh. Here we have all the comforts. All the comforts. But Taraweeh we still can't read completely. We're still mourning and groaning. How many are reading? Only 8 rakats. They're still reading full. Not sure whether the bomb will fall right now. Wa bashiri sabireen. Allah says, glad tidings to those that have sabr and patience. Guna has become widespread. Allah says, I will test you a little bit. A little bit. Punishment will come, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ So that you may return. How do we return to Allah? How does a person return to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Here our Hazrat teaches us, start with istighfar. Right now this is zameen garam ho gayi hai. That the earth right now has become very hot with the anger of Allah. The earth has become very hot right now with the anger of Allah. We need to cool the earth in the anger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. How do we do it? We are part of the ummah. Those people in Gaza, they're not some foreigners. They are our brothers, our sisters. Those are my children. It should pain my heart. Yela, these are kalima parne wale. The only reason being killed is because they did kalima. Allah can turn the tables around any time. Allah protect us. Where do I start from? At least istighfar. At least start making tawbah istighfar. Man lazim al istighfar. The person who begins and holds on to istighfar. جعل الله له من كل ضيق مخرجا. Person is such a tight spot in his life right now. Person came to an alim and he says, Hazrat, big problem. He says, there's a drought. I can't plant my crops right now. So make istighfar. Another person came, Hazrat, can't have children. Make istighfar. Another person came, Hazrat, rosy not opening up. Make istighfar. Students heard all this, Hazrat. Everybody came, istighfar. What different problems? So I went to the doctor, one person got this ailment, that ailment, this ailment. Doctor giving all panado, but different color panado. Blue syrup, pink syrup, red syrup, blue tablet, but all panado. He said, Hazrat, you're giving istighfar. He said, Allah says in Quran Sharif, istighfar is a solution for all these things. Yurusli sama, istaghfiru rabbakum. Allah said, make istighfar to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As-salamu ma'fi. Allah, I'm sorry, forgive me. Allah said, I send the rains for you. I will give you children, open up your rosy for you. All because of istighfar. My Hazrat says that even myself as an alim, somebody will come say, Marana, I lost my job now. What I must do? So I'll ask him, bhai, what degree you got? What you can do? What you need? I'll make a plan for you. Maybe open a shop here. He says, even Marana doesn't know what's the solution for Quran Sharif. He's thinking dunya also. He said, Mu'ana, tell him, make istighfar. Go to the masjid now, two rakah salat al-tawbah. Read 100,000 times istighfar, Allah will open for you. 100,000, some say 120,000. Make istighfar. Use the tongue what Allah Ta'ala gave you. What Allah has to give you, He'll give you. But you do what you have to do. And many ulama say that there are so many problems. One person wanted iqam of Madinah, Munawwara. He said, I'm going to amal. 150,000. 100,000 istighfar. Just finished 100,000 istighfar and iqamah came through. Iqamah came through. Allah gave a house also, staying in Madinah Sharif now. Just on istighfar only. But now we think out of the box. What must do? Make a plan. This, that. Daughter can't, no proposals are coming. Oh, this is a problem. That is a problem. Make istighfar. So, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُوا so that they may return to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. How do we return? Start istighfar. Our lives have become hot right now with disobedience. The houses are all garam, all in flames right now. Hazrat says, Jadu, we're blaming everybody else, Jadu. Jadu we making. We've got the TV in the house, and my son is becoming hafiz of Quran. Where you can mix the two? And he's reading Quran, should he become hafiz, and we got the Quran cabinet above the TV. He says, nobody is making Jadu. You're making Jadu in the house. You've got Quran over there, and you've got darkness over here. What's going to happen? So we're doing it. Then on the cell phone, we have all whole album over there. Children, grandchildren. We got even the screen also. We got the screen there. Children's photograph there. The wife's photograph there. And as a person in the house, everything at home. Hey, the wife giving me trouble. But you got a picture there. You love her so much, but you're complaining about her. Malaika won't come in the house. Malaika of Rahmat will not come in the house. We have the pictures, Murad, Surat, doll, teddy bear. Malaika will come. They say, Allah, supposed to be Muslim home. One example ulama give. They say, Allah Ta'ala sends a malaika of rahmat. Just for our understanding. So malaika are coming, two apartments. Malaika are coming with rahmat from Allah, barakat from Allah, happiness from Allah, pull that home up. So they come, just our example. So they come for Fajr time, for example. Now they perch on the roof. We heard now this house is a Muslim home. Abdullah, Abdul Rahman, mashallah, they're going school, madrasa, hips class, they stay in this house over here. Next door house there, they got Sipo, Tom, John, whoever staying over there. Not a Muslim home. So we came to distribute. Allah's rahmat and barakat. So they're waiting now, Fajr time, 5:30, 5:45, no lights coming on. They're checking the address again, GPS is incorrect, right place. Now you want to distribute, but nobody's waking up. Then Allah, what happened? Now after Fajr namaz finished, sunrise took place, now they see next door, Tom, John woke up now. Yeah, Abdullah, Abdul Rahman, mother came, chalo, school. Ya Allah, we thought Muslim, what happened? No Fajr namaz, no Quran tilawat. Then he woke up also. Sunnahs are waking up. No dua here. Didn't rub the eyes. No miswak in the mouth. went to the bathroom toilet, did inter with the left leg, went with the right leg. No du'as, no covering the head, no topi on the head, using toothbrush, no miswak. The Muslim home this. They can't recognize also. And then breakfast also, no bismillah, no shukr to Allah, no salam, hi, bye, thank you, go on to school. That house is the same thing also. But I can take the rahmat barakat back. Ya Allah, we couldn't go there because we didn't know. Bit of confusion. Where inshallah, maybe they moved premises. They moved to another flat, same house. But ya Allah, there was some teddy bear there, some doll over there. They had something there on the mirror also. And they had all the things in the house. Ya Allah, we couldn't enter. We couldn't enter over there. Now, worse than that, now the culture has become in some places, before was cats and kittens now. As we were so busy now, and Hazrat says, Allah Ta'ala forgive the ummah. The amount we're spending on pets, if only the domestic comes to know how much we spend on that food, how they'll feel. How they'll feel, the amount we're spending on animals only. See, we have a good time. But no, my daughter wants a cat. And a cat also must have the whole lineage going to way and way and way. But take pride in it. Carry it everywhere. But we have a human staying in the house. How much are we paying them? Then we got the cat hotel also. Then we take them for pedicure, manicure, whatever it is now. We're taking all these pets, the rest for it. Oh. Just the animals will be doing this. And insan, we have the khalqu iyalullah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that the creation is a family of Allah. As Hakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayhi, the stepping stone. The stepping stone to the love of Allah, for Allah to love you, is love His creation. And the khidmat of His creation. And Allah will love you in return. Yes, the animals have their rights also. But remember, we don't use our time, we don't use it in the right avenues and our wealth. Use it in layani, vain things, vain. Now we've got the cat, it's not going to stop there. Insan is like that, that's why we advise ourselves also and our brothers. When it comes to Sunday, we advise the brothers back in Durban also, Sunday you're taking the family for a drive, don't go to the top of Phoenix, Tom Klanga. Don't go show them upper class houses. Go to the location. Take the children there. Show them that. Hadith Sharif says, if you look at those above you in dunya, then most probably you'll never thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It'll never be enough. Now you're taking the wife also, we're into some estates and some farming places. Look at this, look at that. We'll never be satisfied. Take them now to the low class areas. Go and make shukr, ya Allah. Look at them. They're carrying water on their head. They don't have running water. They don't have electricity. Sit in the car, make a dua, ya Allah, shukr to you. Allah, shukr to you. That's how we are taught in Sharia. When it comes to dunya, look at those below us. When it comes to deen, look at those above us. But myself also, one time Hazrat gave bayan about the awliya and the buzruks. So I told Hazrat, Hazrat, where are we going to reach over there? Oh, who? Danta mujhko. He shouted at me. He said, oh, walana. We're giving those stories to give you encouragement to become like them. Not to become despondent. Now where are we going to be? He said, you can become like that. It's mind over matter. You can do it. So little bit now, as I say, start making istighfar. Start making istighfar. So many sins have become common and open right now. Sometimes in the masjid we find our youngster sitting in their back, cell phone is out, playing game. We see it, we just don't bother about it. Some people we find in the masjid also, we buy cars. They're buying cars online in the masjid. As if now there'll be barakat in that car. Said the police, this is the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Cell phone should be kept away right now. Engage, talk to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. All this is happening, open guna and sin. And we can see it and nobody's stopping it. Why I don't tell him anything, his father will come fight with me. Is that his father's house? Is that his house? Politely. Hazrat says to the extent also, that when it comes Sunday, zuhr time, major sins, open sin sometime, but we don't regard it as anything. Because we went for picnic somewhere, just finished now, we went somewhere out, zuhr time, let's go for namaz. Came for namaz and the youngster wearing jammy, so short like that. And hardly a t-shirt he's wearing, cap over there, coming to the house of Allah. Said the Imam Sahib can't even tell him, bhai, go dress up properly and come. You get offended. But it's my function, somebody comes. I said, bhai, hold on. Just go and change and come back decently. We've got no honorable people in this gathering right now. House of Allah, free for all. Say, sabki biwi hai. Everybody's wife. So come how you want to. He says, no. How should we come to the house of Allah? How we should be dressed correctly, whether it's Sunday, whether it's Monday. Come correctly. We had one friend of ours. Allah Ta'ala give him good health. New Muslim. New Muslim from a very affluent family. Very affluent. In Durban, they're quite well known. It's a Tamil family. Allah Ta'ala give the boy hidayat. to do big, big presentations and contracts for SAA and all these airlines, etc. Allah give him hidayat. A few years ago, he was making gush on Sunday morning in Ramadan. And he phones me. He said, Mufti Saab, I got a big problem. I said, what's the problem? He says, today is temple day. And we are like trustees over the temple because of our, because the caste system, whatever it is. So we are the top bracket. So I'm one of the main people in there. So I've got to be there today. The whole family is waiting for me. I asked him, where are you right now? He said, I'm just killing time in the bathroom. I said, what do you told them? He said, I told him I'm feeling sick. I said, Subhanallah. فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said the same thing. When they wanted to take him for idol worship, he said, I'm feeling sick right now. What Iman Allah Pa gave him, new Muslim, what Iman Allah Pa gave him against all odds. Father took him off the signatory also, of all the companies, everything, stripped him of everything. He says, no problem. No problem. Allah will give me. Allah will give me. Downgraded. Allah opened his rosy again. But one habit he's got. Till today also. He kept a full beard. Full beard. Everybody knows him also. Everybody knows his father also. But he's got one habit. Whenever he comes to the masjid, whether he's coming from a presentation or some meeting, CEOs or directors, always has a kurta in the car with him. Never enters the masjid without a kurta. That respect he kept of the masjid. Allah gave him so much barakat now. Now Umrah after Umrah, mashallah, dini talks, majalis, he's there. Just on this one habit of his. Respect for the house of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Now we don't have the respect anymore. Baytullah, Madina, Munawwara also, we're taking our children. Unfortunately, they're two of the major things. There now we feel we take the children like a playground for them. See how cute, now we're taking video of them, selfie, whatever, sending to the family group. They see a little child, 2-year-old, is walking in the Haram Sharif and playing around. There's a Haram of Makkah Sharif that time. It's a masjid that also. Recently over there, one brother from a foreign country, video call, talking so loud, Ya Allah, I had to go and tap him and say, Hazrat, a masjid here. Bahar just maaf karna, bhul gaya. I forgot it was the house of Allah. So common now. They're making phone call, video call, which is not permissible. Video call not permissible also. From there, where else is going to go to? So we're going to put a stop to all these things. All these are major sins. Sometimes nani, dadi also speak to the children, grandchildren, video call. Video call, video call. Not permissible. Ask ulama ikram, whether we ask every darulum in the country, they'll tell you. Not permissible. Video call is permissible. And no need for me to come here also. They put on screen in the masjid, make on video call to give the bayan. No. Is it permissible, these things? Therefore, all these major sins have become apparent. When they become widespread and open, we don't regard it as guna anymore. The screen also, got the wife's picture there, got children's picture there also, opening in the masjid. Malaika is supposed to come to the masjid. Now we're chasing them away. Then we have our brand names. Like recently, a brother also, alhamdulillah, we told him, come on, a jacket, a big puma in the back. Right? What do you say, Zulu? Puma. Say, by puma lapa. Better you take it and go from here. Don't bring it to the masjid. Wear it in your bedroom if you want. Who are you going to now show all your style in the masjid? Show Allah is Sunnat style. That's our brand name, Sunnat. We are proudly Ummatis, they are proudly South African. Bring the Sunnat to the masjid. Now everywhere they put in little things, all murat everywhere. Malaika is supposed to come to the house of Allah, we're chasing them away. They want to come to the house, they also be chasing them away. Then we can see all the facade. Children getting sick. We're taking them specialists and super specialists. Eczema, asthma, this happening, that happening. Whole life is coming out. Now we need medical aid. Now we need hospital plan. Children are getting sick all the time. We never heard it before, so much of bimari in children. Now they're so sick from the time they're born already. Now we're carrying around with us everywhere, first aid kit, carrying basket and this medication, that medication. And how many times we give for x-ray upon x-ray, doctor say we can't find anything. We don't know what's the problem. Don't know what's the problem. Allah says, I'm telling you, all is widespread. Open guna, we are making, close it up. Start introspecting. Allah says, you must return. Start the istighfar, tawbah. Turn to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. And Hazrat says also, we make istighfar, make one tasbih every day. Now Hazrat says, more than before, one tasbih make every day of, when we say, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilay. Ya Allah, I seek your forgiveness, and I turn to you in repentance. Now, Mufti Khambodi Sahib says that the singular form, nowadays we should use the plural form. Nastaghfirullah. Ya Allah, we seek forgiveness. I make niyat, Ya Allah, I'm making istighfar for the entire ummah. He will forgive every Muslim. Nastaghfirullah wa natubu ilayh. Allah will give tawfiq to all to make tawbah istighfar. But at least somebody is making dua for the ummah at least. Allah forgive the ummah at large. So make nastaghfirullah. Hazrat says one tasbih every day of istighfar minimum. And properly Allah, all these major sins we're looking around us, whether Haramain Sharifain, whether you be in Al-Aqsa also, there the cameras are rolling everywhere. We don't feel guna anymore too. We don't feel guna and sin anymore. It's just become like a norm. Everything is a norm. Ulama that had taqwa in them also, when they go into the lift, there's a woman over there, they will come out. Can't be alone within the lift also. I'll take a walk up the stairs. Remember, you'll take the walk 10 stories. That's how high you will get in the court of Allah also. I walked 10 stories. Allah, I won't stand with her in the lift. Because it's not permissible to be alone with a woman, alone in a restricted place. That's taqwa. Today we don't feel anything now. We don't feel anything. And we say, no, it didn't affect me. It will affect us. Somewhere we'll get deprived. Takbir ula, safi, awal. As the Shaykh says, remember. He says, remember. Person now getting sick, losing his job, or he got paralyzed, or he got stroke. He said, this is the lighter punishment. Lighter punishment. As it was the heavy punishment. He said, when you're deprived of takbir ula, when you're deprived of first saf, you can't make it for Fajr namaz, you can't open Quran Sharif. Now, that's a big azab. How come? Ya Allah. Whole weekend, I didn't open Quran Sharif. Can't make it for namaz. Can't show adab of the masjid. They say, you are under Allah Pak's major azab right now. Allah will deprive you when this amal will be taken away from you. What's going to replace it? Major sins. Major sins will come in your life. And the Hazrat says, as the Shaykh writes there also, when major sins will come, Allah will open rozi for you. Allah will open dunya for you. Allah will open dunya, and a person will think, hey, I'm involved in all those guna. In our own way, we explained at one time, we had a small black and white box at home. Shaitani one. He says, now a little bit mal came, what a bigger one. And bigger one. And he says, now in sun and guna, Allah Pak opened more rosy. Now we got, every room became on cinema now. Every room is, Hazrat says, Allah will let you go, carry on. Carry on. Until you set up the family, you put this property in the wife's name, that property in the son's name, got offshore investment, everything is set up now. And you're living it up. Alhamdulillah, everything is good, but all is haram. Got TVs in the room, got life policy, this insurance, everything, Allah will leave it. He says, you don't make tawbah in istighfar. Now everything is distributed. Now Allah will hit you. When Allah will hit, he says, now the stroke will happen. Now Alzheimer's will start. He says, now he's forgetting. The mother will say, you know, mother is still young now. MashaAllah, he had for a personal trainer, everything. He was working hard. Then he says, now property in her name, house in her name also. Children got their own assets, etc. The mother will say, you know, the old man now, we need a holiday. We need a holiday, get few workers now, some caregivers, let them look after him, and we go for a holiday. He says, he can see what's happening, but he's already dead before he died. Allah, my mal. I set them up. They got no time for me. They're kicking me like this. One professional couple. Allah save us. Professional couple. Husband and wife, professionals. The husband's mother passed away. Father came to live with them. Wife says, see, I don't have time to look after your old man. I'm busy also, you busy. Alright, he'll pull through his, the days at home, whatever it is. So wife now, she's working, husband is working, came year end. So the wife tells the husband, we need a break. He says, okay. He said, but your old man? He said, my father. He said, no, we can't take him with. He said, but he brought me up. He said, no, we can't take him with. You got medical aid? Hospital place here. He said, book him in the hospital 2 weeks. They look after him. He said, ya Allah. Old man can't say anything. He's muhtaj now. He's become the slave. He said, this is open gunas. The whole mindset will change. No respect for the parents. No dard, no pain, no muhabbat. Just book them in now. Send them to the hospital. We need to take a break a little bit. There's no time anymore. Open sins. He said, when Allah will deprive you from these amal, this is major gunas. Why is this happening? Make tawbah istighfar. Turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. At least once in a day, 100 times. Nastaghfirullah. Wa natubu. Ya Allah, for the entire ummah they're making istighfar. Then Hazrat says, make another tasbih. Allahumma laka alhamd wa laka shukr. Ya Allah, all praise to you, shukr to you. Allah, you gave so much. Ya Allah, you gave so much. Ya Allah, you gave so much. Allah will increase. Make istighfar. I make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah will keep us in His bounties. Allah won't take our salah away then. Allah wants to give a Quran tilawat away. Allah will keep us and Allah will increase it. So the time has come now. Elections is coming, we all are worried. What's the solution? La'allahum yarju. Start making istighfar now. Make istighfar, Allah will appoint just rulers over us. Because of our gunas, this punishment has come upon us. If we make istighfar, bend our ways, one thing we start. Slowly, intermingling in the homes also. Cut it out, we don't need the intermingling. Men one side, ladies one side, we're happy together. Once the ladies get used to it, what excuse the ladies have, now you're separating everybody. Tell the husband now, you're going to sit there, we're going to sit here. I don't have so many dishes. How are we going to dish everything? Two platters we need. Husband, go buy double platters now. Tell her, we'll sit separately, you'll sit separately. Once they get used to it, the ladies, they tell the men, don't come here please. We're very free over here. We have to cut it out. Unfortunately, nowadays, we get calls from ladies, phone Appa at home, that Appa, we're looking for a nice boy, or a nice girl for our son, but mustn't be too heavy. Mustn't be too heavy, because we like to sit together. We mustn't come break the family up. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi. Yeah, she must wear parada and all that. No problem. In front of the brother-in-laws and all that, there's no parada and all that. So we just eat together, because we don't want to break, we want to keep the family together. Inna lillahi. Break in the command of Allah, and no fear. When there's problem in that home, who's going to repair it now? It's because we decided. We were doing it intentionally, breaking the command of Allah. And we say we don't want too heavy son-in-law, too heavy daughter-in-law. Because we just cool and calm. Can do everything else, but this now we're all eating together. It's absolutely impermissible. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, the brother-in-law is likened to death. He'll kill your nikah. So therefore we should be so careful when it comes to all these gunas we're involved in right now. We're having family get-togethers. Everybody together. Allah Ta'ala, give us topic understanding. Now all these fears are taking place, and they're calling the woman out of the home. Everybody come, walk together. And now they say, but Mawlana, we go to the malls, what's the difference? We go to the malls, what's the difference? But we go when we need to. Now South African tartib is a different, Allah make maaf. He say, we go shopping, not to buy something we need. We go shopping to see what we can buy. Where there were red hanger sales, 50%, we don't need it, just buy it. Just buy it. Whether we'll use it, won't use it, we'll see. How many clothing still in the cupboard has tags on it? We're still buying more. South African tartib, we go shopping to see what we can buy. The Tanwi says, Rahmat, the worst thing we can do to our children is expose them to things they're not supposed to see. Once they see it, you put the seed already in the heart. Then you tell the child, no, you can't have it. You already made him a monster. Now you showed the girl fairy tale nikah, she saw the dress over there, you took her out, already in her mind. Natural, the love of it will come in the heart. He said, no, you can't wear a dress like that. But I mean, you showed me, you tried it on also, you said you like it. Yeah, but no, Abba won't like it. But why you went to see it? Why you took me then? I saw it now, I like it. The Tamil says, you destroyed them already. You destroyed them already. You gave him the ball, you bought him the t-shirt, the messy t-shirt, messed up his life. Now he said, no, you can't play for the league now. But Papa, you took me, you gave me coaching also. Now he'll fight with you now. Now he'll fight with you. Because you exposed him. So we don't expose, as Hakim Sahib will say, لا تقربوا لا تفعلوا. Don't go near, you won't do it. تقربوا تفعلوا. You go near, you'll want to do it. So to save ourselves, our families, don't expose them to these things. Bring deen in our homes, in our families, in our lives. Those will taste the sweetness of it. Then we see how, what Allah Ta'ala sent us for in this world. So basically, start our istighfar. Elections are coming next week. We're not saying who to vote for, how. We got Allah, we got Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Vote where we have to vote. The correct place, masjid, house of Allah. Put our head down to Allah. Make istighfar. Ask Allah Ta'ala for guidance. Make our one tasbih. Allahumma laka alhamdu laka shukr. Allah will protect us. Allah will keep us safe. Allah has His plan, has His system of protection, hifazat. We have to learn how to tap into that system. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa al-aqibatu lil-muttaqeen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد بقدر حسنه وجماله يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا حفيظ يا حافظ حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل فالله خير حافظ وهو أرحم الراحمين Oh Kareem Rahim Allah, forgive us for all our sins, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, our biggest enemies are our own sins, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, remove this enemy from our lives, oh my Allah. Make your obedience easy for us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make it hard and difficult for us to break your commands, oh my Allah. Make it easy for us to adopt every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, revive Islam in the world, oh my Allah. Make us a means of hidayat, oh my Allah. Spread khair and barakat and hifadat in the entire world, ya Allah. Turn the hearts of the Muslims toward Islam and deen, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, protect our brethren, our families in Gaza, in Palestine, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Protect Masjid al-Aqsa, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, let them hold, ya Allah, hold back the hand of the zalim, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. If hidayat not written for him, ya Allah, destroy him, remove them, ya Allah, shake the earth beneath them, oh my Allah, open the, ya Allah, open the earth, ya Allah, and swallow them within the earth, oh my Allah, let the bombs fall upon their own heads, oh Kareem Rahim Allah, ya Allah, protect the Muslims, oh my Allah, give them himmat, ya Allah, shelter them, ya Allah, clothe them, oh my Allah, feed them, oh my Allah, ya Allah, take care of them, oh my Allah, they have no way to go, ya Allah, they are running helter skelter only because they believe in you, oh my Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, make their hearts strong, oh my Allah, give us feeling in our hearts, oh my Allah, to raise our hands and make dua for them. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, make it easy for us in this country, around the world, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, let Islam prevail in the world, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, change, ya Allah. Ya Allah, our governments, oh my Allah, give them iman, oh my Allah, give them taqwa, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make us means of hidayat, oh my Allah, protect our homes, ya Allah, our businesses, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, our cars, our properties, ya Allah, our parents, our children, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, protect our masajid, our makatib, and more importantly, oh my Allah, protect our iman, our amal, our taqwa. Wherever we go, may Allah give us understanding of deen, give us true love for you, love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, keep us safe, keep us in afiyat. Ya Allah, give us khatima bil khair, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu al alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Amin.